This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spending a few minutes now with Drexel women's basketball coach Amy Mallon. Her squad, like everybody else, navigating life in a pandemic, but when they've been able to get on the floor, been able to have success. First of all, before we talk hoops, like, what's life like on a logistics standpoint? How difficult is things that you used to take for granted, like getting everybody to be able to practice and scheduling games and stuff like that?
Well, you know, first of all, Happy New Year, Matt. It's definitely a new year. We're still obviously navigating through this pandemic and a season, which we're just lucky we're able to have right now. So we're thankful for each game. I think it really is a day-to-day. You know, we always say that with the staff. It's like our saying this year is go with the flow, because we really don't have a choice. And I think it's the best way to approach the season in the day-to-day changes that we face. You know, we can be playing a game one day and find out the next day you won't play the next three. So, that's probably the biggest challenge for us, is just finding ways to continue to stay on point with your what you're teaching your team and how you're trying to get better each day. And you know, our theme has consistently been let's work hard every day. Let's compete, you know, against each other and obviously individually, and then let's get better, because we don't know, you know, who we're going to face next. But I think that's been probably the best way for us to get through this season. And just like I said, every game you have, you're really thankful for at this moment.
For your schedule, you've had games postponed. As we're talking here, you just added a couple of games to the schedule. How much, and you kind of touched on this, but you're obviously still doing scouting reports and stuff like that, but I would imagine life is so much more, let's just get better, let's do what we do, let's focus on that, because who you're playing Saturday could change, when you're playing could change. Is it just much more introspective as far as the way you're approaching practice and film and stuff like that?
Yes, definitely. I think that's what you have to do, because even just most recently, we thought there was a chance there's like three different teams we could have played coming up this weekend, you know, if things worked out. So it really just reminds you to work on the things you need to work on, get better, and just be prepared for anything, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing, the hardest. The one thing you do when you're scouting games is you really try to zone in on what a team's going to do and try to, you know, kind of keep them from doing that, whatever it may be on the offensive end or defensive end. And for us right now, if we prepare for everything, then we'll be ready to face whatever we see on the court and then make the adjustments in the game. And I think that's kind of, I mentioned that, to go with the flow, that's going to be how it's going to be even in the game. You know, we're going to have to be ready to make an adjustment quick. And even the way the CAA schedule is with the back-to-back games, we have a very short period of time to make that adjustment from game to game, from Saturday to Sunday. So I think that really is the best way to approach, is to make yourself, you know, make your team better every day, and really put that on your team to make an effort to say, hey, you know, with your leaders, our senior leadership, hey, this is what it's on us right now to get better every day. You know, it's that individual, you have to compete individually and you have to compete as a team and really push each other. So you are ready for anything in any team.
You kind of touched on this in your first answer, but I would imagine, and I don't, by saying this, not that you and the players don't appreciate what you get to do, but I would imagine, given our current circumstances, when you are able to actually get out on the court and coach and the kids can play, there must be an appreciation and a release that has given you a whole new appreciation for everything, no?
Yes, and you can definitely feel that. I think maybe even feel it more with your seniors, because it is that, like, is this our last season? You know, is this our last game? And I think really, and even the returnees from last year went through that with the way the season ended. So I think there is, there's definitely a different type of energy on the floor when you step out there. And it's always there's a piece that's the nervous, like, hey, I'm ready to go, like, type. But there's also that there is more of an appreciation, you know, for the opportunity to be on the floor to play anybody at that point. And I can really sense that, I know, with our team each time. And it actually is a good feeling, because you feel like they really are, in some ways, you know, understanding how lucky they are to be on the floor right now playing a game.
When you've gotten out there, let's talk a little hoop. Well, what have you really liked? Defensively, it looks like you guys are on point. I think one of the games this past weekend, you only gave up 34 points.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the effort we've been in, the focus we had on the defensive end. And that's been, you know, we've been able to play five games, and we've really have shown that in the amount of points we're giving up per game, being top in the nation and top in our league in scoring defense. So we feel like that has been a focal point, and our team has really stayed on point with that. And then from the other end, just the collective scoring from everybody. You know, we obviously have our stars, our point guard, and Hannah Nyhill, who's been scoring for us in the beginning, and Kashana Washington, who we talked about at the beginning of the year. But Kashana Washington was out Saturday for part of the game, and everyone stepped up Sunday, and it was a collective effort. So it was really nice to see that early on in the season, and then to win back-to-back games on the road. I thought that was really a sign of what this team's capable of doing if they stay focused on the day-to-day, what we need to do.
Speaking of the day-to-day, when we're talking X's and O's, where would you like to see improvement? Where would you like to see the kids take it to the next level?
I think the big thing for us right now is continuing to focus on the defensive end, in the sense of we're smaller than most of the teams we play. So continuing to realize that as we play more and more games, our size, we're not going to be the biggest team on the floor. And that has been pretty evident through the first five games. So we always say we have to be small but deadly. So we really have to do focus on the rebounding and things that we might have a disadvantage at. We have to make sure that doesn't become a liability for us. So continuing to focus on the rebounding end, and on the offensive end, continuing to find different ways to score. We're still learning. You know, we just had our Australian arrive, who's been here and just played in her first games this past weekend. So continuing to find ways to work together to score. I was actually surprised when I looked up on Saturday and saw we had scored as many points as we did against Wilmington in our first game, because I wasn't expecting that. So I was pleased with that, but knowing that that's something we need to continue to work on, putting points on the board. And that, to me, is learning how to play together and finding ways to get your, you know, the kids that need to take more shots. Some will take more than others, but as a whole, everyone being a threat on the floor. So I think that's going to continue to be something we have to get better at as a team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.